The president of the Republic of South Africa, as in President Cyril Ramaphosa, has got all the support and all the authority to do what he thinks is right for him as a president of the country, to decide on an engagement with Zimbabwe, as in the case that he's decided that he's sending envoys to Zimbabwe. And as for the terms of reference and what they went there for, the president is the one that will receive the report back from the envoys, because terms of reference are given by the president himself, as he is the president of the country. Remember, he is the president of both the ANC and the country. And from where we sit as an inter-ministerial relations subcommittee, the president will do what the president thinks is necessary for him to do from a government point of view.
Thank you very much. So we still remember that you were once one of the people who went to Zimbabwe when then President Robert Mugabe was presiding over Zimbabwe. And there was a political crisis then. And now it seems as if there's also a political crisis in Zimbabwe. So as ANC, what is your view of the situation in Zimbabwe?
We've already said from an ANC point of view that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe that needs us from a party political angle as the party liberation movement, ANC, plus ZANU-PF liberation movement. It's important for us to engage with each other and go back to what has been happening in the past and how we got to where we are right now, and then be honest and be frank about what is it that we need to do to help the situation. Zimbabwe is our neighbor. We cannot close our ears and eyes to that. But what we think needs to be done is for both parties to be frank with each other about what is happening in Zimbabwe, and we take it from there.
So do you think that there's a solution in sight to what is happening?
Absolutely. There can never be a situation without a solution. It might be just the time, how long it takes for us to deal with it. This is Africa. We've always said as an ANC that as Africans, we must find solutions to African problems. And as a political party, it's our responsibility to continuously engage until we are comfortable with the situation there and feel that, you know, we are proud of what is happening, we are comfortable with what is happening. So engagement is almost synonymous with us as South Africa. We've been there, we've gone through that. Where we are today because we engage until we go to where we are. Same thing will happen with Zimbabwe. From a party political angle, we will engage, but at the same time, as we said so, we will respect the other processes of engagement by President Cyril Ramaphosa. He sent envoys there. The envoys will come back and report to him. We will leave that to the president to deal with when the end they give him a report.
In your view, were the envoys supposed to engage some other stakeholders and not President Emmerson Mnangagwa?
I cannot be the one to be talking about that, because look, the envoys had a brief with the president, and the envoys have to come back and brief the president. So I don't want to get into that space, because we, as an ANC and chairperson of the ANC International Relations, we respect the process that the president has started, and I'd like to meet it there so that the president is given the chance and the opportunity. But also, on the other hand, also Zimbabwe and the president of Zimbabwe must be given that respect between the two of them as presidents of two countries. I'm sure they will engage with each other and help us through to the next level.
And we've seen that former President Robert Mugabe actually criticized you directly when you were one of the people who was supposed to be talking about what was happening in Zimbabwe. Now we see Mr. Patrick Chinamasa, who is the acting ZANU-PF spokesperson, saying almost the same thing, that Lindiwe, Zulu, be careful about what you are saying. Does that move you in any way?
No, not at all. And quite frankly, Honorable Chinamasa, as you are aware, we worked well in the previous time that I was in this space. I've got no issues there. I just have to do what I have to do as a chairperson of the African National Congress in terms of international relations. And I would not go out and say something that would either embarrass my party or put my party into any disrepute. Quite frankly, right here, we've got a situation that needs us all to work together and resolve. That's the bottom line.
Are you optimistic that something positive really is going to come out of these kind of talks with Zimbabwe? And when can it actually come to fruition?
Let me start from this point that Africans, this is our continent. This is our African continent. We will sort out six things as Africans. And I do believe that as Africans, we have the capacity to be able to deal with our issues. like in any other, you know, whenever the conflicts are dealt with in different ways, even in the African continent, we deal with conflicts in different ways. And remember that it's not about just South Africa here when it comes to these issues. It's about SADC, it's about the African continent, and you know that the AU already also issued its own statement with regard to what is happening. So I'm confident that a solution will be found because we have nowhere else to go. This is our continent. We have to work together and make sure that the peoples of Africa in general must be proud of us and the leadership that they've mandated us. They've given us the mandate to do the work. We just need to do the work. And I can't say anything more than that.
And then there are some people who are saying the ANC and ZANU-PF are like twins, you know. There's no reason why people can just go in there and suppose there's a positive outcome because these are two brothers or two sisters. Do you have that view that the ANC cannot change anything that is happening in Zimbabwe?
I don't know what they're talking about. Let me tell you from where I am. I am a member of the African National Congress and I'm a chairperson of International Relations. Our engagement with the ZANU-PF did not start yesterday. There's a history today and how we got to where we are today. And so when we talk about sister parties, we really mean it because we belong to SADC and there are sister parties of liberation movements, whether it's in Mozambique, Angola. We have to talk to each other and find solutions to our challenges. And I also don't like to be taken on the side and sideshows when it comes to serious matters like this. We've got serious issues in front of us. Let us be allowed to deal with those issues without being dragged into controversy.